Business Insider tells us a relatively cheap steroid that's made in South Africa could be critical to the treatment of a small number of COVID patients. Dexamethasone, which is available in injection form and is manufactured locally, could be good news for specific patients. Stephen Saad is CEO of SA pharmaceutical giant Aspen. He joins me on the line now. Good afternoon, Stephen. Thank you very much for being with us today. Can you just start by telling me, what is dexamethasone?
Dexamethasone is a steroidal product, an anti-inflammatory steroidal product. And it comes both in an injectable and in a tablet form.
So what conditions is it usually used to treat?
It can be used in any treatments where you require steroids. Often that's things like asthma, anything where you might need a strong anti-inflammatory.
All right. And how has it been shown to be affected in COVID patients overseas?
We received the information when everyone else received the information. So
understanding
it's what the UK have found, and what they have found is that by using this in addition to the existing medications, there's been a significant decline in the number of people that use dying versus the sort of placebo.
So this is an interesting one. I mean, clearly the manufacturer, the researchers within your own laboratories have reacted to this news that it could be useful. Have you had any feedback from them?
Well, there's always been the use of steroids, have often been used particularly for oncology products, so it's for cancer. So we've had a lot of use, particularly of the injectable in that area. But with COVID, if you've been following, there's been a lot of false starts, and people have thought this product might work, and then some say it won't, et cetera, et cetera. So this seems to be the one that has that's certainly given some hope that it could reduce the number of people who die.
Right. Tell me, how much does an injection or is it an oral form of the tablet actually costs?
Are they relatively inexpensive? I think injection probably costs no more than 50 rand. And the oral form, which is not available in South Africa, to the best of my knowledge, but it's certainly something we can bring in because we manufacture it overseas.
Right.
Those probably cost... I'm going to have to guess. You haven't really looked at cost. We wrote about supply and demand, but it probably 3 or 4 rand tablet. It's of that order.
Okay. So have you been told, based on any of the research that is being done, how many doses on average a person would require, and therefore, from a manufacturing point of view, what you might have to ramp up your manufacturing quantities to?
That's a very good question, Jan, and that's what we're trying to understand. Certainly, we've got the volumes. People need about 6 milligrams. I don't think it means a whole lot, but they are. It's not the global quantities. If you look, so for example, if there are 1 million people with COVID, bear in mind we cover 1 million people with ARVs in South Africa alone. So the quantities are certainly whatever they come out at would certainly be within our manufacturing capability. It's just to make sure we have all the components and necessary chemicals. And also we don't have what we've seen historically, because we've been right at the forefront of this, particularly across Europe with anesthetics. And even in South Africa, we've had these panic buying where suddenly everybody wants to buy all the stock up. And then, a month later, it declines. So we're trying to make sense of the supply and demand. It's obviously all fairly new, but we're certainly looking at all our manufacturing options to be able to deliver to patients globally.
So tell me this, Stephen, what happens next? I mean, if you are approached by the local health ministry to say, look, we think that this might be an effective drug, we might be interested in using it, is it just a matter of your ramping up the availability of the drug, your production, so that the drug is widely available, or does it then go through a testing process before it's made available?
So we've got the product registered largely across Europe, Australia, and our South African business. So we've already been approached by the South African government and authorities.
Right.
Have been very proactive, and they have been asking for capacities and capabilities. Interestingly, not only for South Africa, but the whole of Africa. So, I mean, that was interesting to hear. And, of course, we've had some of the wider global bodies approaching us too to understand capacities, capabilities, and our ability to deliver quantities.
So what does that mean for you from a logistics point of view, Stephen?
We have got, as I say, we've got people manufacture locally, we've got our own manufacturing facilities abroad and third party. So we're busy trying to compile it all. I think logistically, depending upon the uptake, so I would assume areas like Brazil might need this product, but they might not have a registration in place, so they might simply buy from us based on a Australian or European registration, so they have waivers like South Africa's the Section 21, Jane. So it's a very complex process, and the allocation of product is not always easy because everybody wants all their stock at once. So it's managing. Fortunately, we have been through the whole process with our anesthetic products, where we had incredible demands all at the same time, and so we're a little bit wiser for the experience, and we are busy doing our sums to make sure we can deliver to as many patients globally as possible.
And Stephen, tell me, are you at all worried? You were mentioning a little bit earlier that much of this medication is used for cancer patients. Are you at all worried this may lead to shortages for people who might use it for the purpose of cancer or to treat arthritis, asthma, and other such ailments?
Absolutely. And I mean, that is actually the best point, I mean, that you've made, is that we simply can't fulfill one need and there's a vacuum somewhere else. So it has to be incremental. We, unfortunately, as a company, we tend to hold quite a bit of stock and a backup of stock, and we've been even more cautious over this period with COVID to make sure that we have all the stock. So we are fortunate that we do have some stocks available in excess of our normal needs and our normal patient needs. So I think we will have some excess stock to kick off with, and certainly we'll ramp up as quickly as we can because the products are already registered, they're already manufactured. It might not come in the same pretty packaging, it might come in a thousands bucket, for example, but you know what, it's the same product sitting in there, and it's how quickly we get out the volume that the world needs.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon. Stephen Saad, he's the CEO of Aspen Pharmacare.